Good morning, everybody. Wednesday, January 13th, the Mary Griffith Show is underway, brought to you each and every morning by Hillbean Auto Body. Remember, if it happens to you, take it to Hillbean. This is Wednesday morning. That means we're going to check in with Arts Quincy and see what's happening in and around the Quincy area with our arts community. And joining me via the phone lines this morning is Laura Sievert, who's the Executive Director for Arts Quincy. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Wonderful to be here. A story that we had yesterday, Quincy Community Theater is going to have its first student theater production of the year, all virtual. They can't go on the boards at the theater, but they're going to have Miss Nelson is Missing. This is a very popular children's book, and so it's time to audition. So tell us about auditions and who they want to come and try out for Miss Nelson is Missing.
That's right. Poor Miss Nelson can't catch a break from her crazy misbehaved class. And she mysteriously goes missing and is replaced by the vile Miss Viola Swamp. So it's a cool classroom book and good for kids of all ages, really. And they're looking for a cast right now. 2 female students, 4 male students, 1 female adult, and 1 male adult. Performers in grades 4 through 8 of all experience levels are welcome to audition for these virtual roles. The auditions are coming up on January 24th and 25th by appointment. And you just hop on oneqct.org to make that appointment. And then the show will be done virtually and presented on March 4th through 7th. So these virtual productions have been really popular and really well attended. This is a really wacky and fun story that I think that people are really going to like. And really, we're just excited to see a theater back on our schedule again and be able to talk about something amazing that QCT is putting on right now.
Yeah, this is great. And again, everything will be done virtually. So it's a great chance for maybe some students who can't get back and forth to rehearsal all the time. This will be done pretty much out of your own home on your own computer, maybe getting together only in very, very small groups. So this is a great way to get kids involved. And remember, children in 4th through 8th grade are welcome to audition, and they need 4 boys and 3 girls. So, you know, there's plenty of opportunity, plus the adults, the man and the woman that will flesh out the cast. Miss Nelson is Missing. Go to oneqct.org for more information. I know that they're excited, but I cannot wait till we can get live theater back. I don't know when that's going to be, but it's going to be a while.
I think it will be, you know, I'm hopeful for summertime. I'm hopeful for a big summer musical coming back. But
I hope even early. I hope we get it in May. I'm pushing for
ready.
May.
Yeah.
Another great item on the Arts Quincy agenda is the C. Quincy Photo Contest. You don't have much time to enter this, but this is going to be great, and the prize is fantastic for adults only.
That's right. You absolutely hit the nail on the head. C. Quincy Photo Contest, take your favorite picture of the Gem City and post it up on the C. Quincy Facebook page. And you could win a bottle of wine from the Mississippi Valley Wine Trail and vendors and merchandise, excuse me. The top 4 will all win a prize package from them. That's why you need to be 21. But we've seen some amazing photos this winter. You know, I have to shout out Kelsey Pig, who was formerly of the Quincy Community Theater, took some amazing pictures of our sculpture project this year, and those would make good entries into this contest. So go around town, find something amazing, take a picture, upload it by the 16th to be entered to win, and they will do a contest with likes, and whoever gets the most likes is going to get a bottle of wine.
That sounds great. So share your best winter photos from Adams Pike in Hancock Counties with C. Quincy on Facebook. You have until the 16th to get those photos in. The other thing that we want to talk about today is something that is perfect for this COVID time, and that's the Lincoln-era Log Cabin Village. It never really shuts down, and you can go visit it anytime you want.
You know, we were just out there last week. My kids love the Log Cabin Village. It's just like a step back in time. But the Eagles have also returned to Quincy Island, so it's a great little spot to go walk around, see these cool Lincoln-era cabins and the interpretive things around them, but then also check out the local wildlife, too. It's open dawn to dusk, and people will really enjoy it. There is a brand new video at Log Cabin Village, logcabinvillagequincyil.com. I know that's a long one. We'll put it up on our website, too. But there's a brand new video about the village that you can watch, which is nice to kind of watch while you're on site. So check that out. It's got the map and all that information on it as well. But they do a great job. Of course, the Fraser Cabin was just re-erected this year with repairs made from the flood. So it is it's looking good and ready to tour anytime you like.
Anytime you like. And the great thing about it is you get over there, you go through All America Park off of Bonansinga Drive and then drive across the little bridge there and get on the island. And there's also a huge playground there that has like a pirate ship and other things. So lots
my kids love that too.
Yeah, lots of great things happening in the Lincoln-era log cabin village. So keep some of these things in mind. They are not shut down because of COVID, and social distancing is certainly very possible if your family goes over and enjoys the log cabin village. Anything else for the good of the cause today?
You know, keep watching that artsquincy.org calendar. We're hearing some information. You know, it's always changing. So once we've published our magazine like we just did, of course, as soon as we do that, things change. We are looking forward to some things coming back on the calendar. We expect some live music and small ensembles to start touring in the medium future this spring here. I know Quincy Concert Band and Quincy Symphony Orchestra are both working on that. So as those things happen, check out our Facebook page and follow us online there so that you can see them. And, of course, listen to us every week right here on the Mary Griffith Show, and we will tell you everything going on.
Absolutely.
Rescheduled, yeah.
And register to be part of Arts Quincy Magazine. The feature this month is a wonderful feature on George Irwin, who passed away at the age of 99, and how he founded the Quincy Society of Fine Arts and many other arts organizations in our area. Very, very beautiful magazine. Well, Laura, thank you so very much. Thanks for keeping us involved and intrigued, and we will talk to you again next Wednesday.
Thank you so much.
Coming up on the Mary Griffith Show, we're going to be talking with Maggie Strong about riverfront development. Maggie is usually my guest on the last Thursday of the month, but we can't wait. This riverfront survey is out today, and so are the artist renditions of what our Quincy riverfront will look like. So we'll talk to her here in just a moment. Boy, isn't that the truth. We always miss what we have. We don't appreciate it while we're going through it. We're talking with Maggie Strong from the Me Strong organization. She's helping with the Quincy Next project. The Quincy Next strategic plan was approved in March of 2018, and one of the things they wanted to get going was some kind of catalytic and transformative, I love those words that you use, change on the Quincy Riverfront there to make it a tourism, recreation, retail, and residential hub. And just a few moments ago, at QuincyRiverfront.com, your latest story map and public survey launched. So welcome, Maggie Strong, and tell us all about it, please.
Thanks for having me. We're very excited. You are right. At 9 o'clock this morning, we launched our Riverfront Story Map. This is the latest opportunity for the community to get involved and to tell us what they think about the plan concepts and alternatives that we've provided based on feedback so far from the public. And we're very excited to launch this and for the community and public to take a look.
So what will people see when they go to QuincyRiverfront.com? This is really an artist rendering. We're farther down the road now. This is actual artist renderings of things that people said they wanted and what things might look like if they are constructed down there.
Yes. So once you click on this, you go to QuincyRiverfront.com and you click on that story map. You just scroll down just a couple clicks and you'll get to the story map. You click on that, and what it is it's a way for us to tell a story through custom maps, illustrations, and text. So we are basically taking all the feedback we've received from the public so far, and we're putting that in a couple of different concepts. We're talking about fundamental considerations that we've heard and project goals, and we're just sharing all of that in some big ideas now for the public to take a look at and then give us more feedback. Again, we're going to ask them to take another survey so that we can continue to refine this plan and get it to its final iteration.
This is so critical. People have already thrown their 2 cents worth in, and this is how this group, Quincy Next, came up with this or started working on this plan. But now, even if you've never voiced your opinion before, it's critical now that people do comment on this, because the longer we go, the more likely what is presented will be what is built.
That's exactly right. We're, you know, this has really been a community-driven plan. We've had over 1,000 surveys filled out. We've had a couple hundred folks attend different public online forums. So this is the next step in learning what the community wants, what will work. And then, you know, after we receive the feedback from this this stage in the process is when we're really going to get down to nuts and bolts of what the final plan will look like, what funding and phasing and all of that will look like at this point.
Of course, Maggie, the Quincy Park District, the City of Quincy, Adams County, they're all on board with this, some with money pledges, others without money pledges. And I guess anytime you and I talk, it always comes down to how are we going to finally accomplish this? So let's kind of break it down, because Quincy Next was over 100 projects, not just on the riverfront. And you've kind of, how do you eat an elephant? You know, one toe at a time. So
right.
You've already accomplished a lot with some of the easiest and least expensive things to be done. What are some of the easiest and least expensive things to be done from the plan that we're going to be looking at starting today?
Well, you know, that'll remain to be determined. We're waiting for the public to tell us what they prioritize and what they want to see. But what we do know is there's a number of project drivers. The reason we're doing this riverfront plan is, yes, because the Quincy Next plan and the feedback we got through that really told us that this is a priority. But we're also looking at a new memorial bridge. We're looking at demolition of that old bridge and what will happen to Main Street, how that will look in the future. The water treatment plant, we're downsizing on our riverfront. We have the Bill Klinger Trail extension and how that connects to our riverfront parks. And as well as, you know, buried amarant lines along the riverfront, which we received a grant for already. So taking into consideration all of those project drivers, those are really going to be a part of how we move forward, how funding comes to fruition, and what happens with the phasing long term. So, yes, the community is going to give their feedback and tell us what they want to see and when they want to see it, but we also know that a long-term plan can change over the years, and it'll be based on what funding's available, what grants are available, what people want to raise money for, all of those things.
Yeah, and of course, COVID-19 has thrown a monkey wrench into this and every other plan. The good news is, I guess, is that riverfront restaurants have survived. They are not thriving, but they have survived. And so you bring more bicycle traffic down there. You bring more foot traffic down there. You get more people down there to maybe watch pleasure boats dock or big cruise lines dock. And there will be places for retail shops, restaurants, et cetera, to make money. So you've got to drive people down to the riverfront. It's kind of a dog chasing its own tail, which came first, the chicken or the egg. But right now, we have some beautiful green space down there. We have some lovely things down there. This will just be an enhancement of all of that.
That's right. And, you know, the hope is that we come back stronger here. And I think, you know, obviously no one wanted to see what COVID did to our nation and the world, but we are using this time to really plan for the future of Quincy. And we think, you know, it ended up being okay. We got a lot of great feedback from people online. We missed seeing people in person, but we still got tremendous amount of feedback from folks. And we think this plan is coming at the right time for us to be poised to really make some transformation and get Quincy off on the right foot after this is all over.
Yeah, whether it be, you know, a flood or a windstorm or COVID-19, Quincy always does survive and thrive. And, you know, our park system, after we had a little cleansing of the older trees, nobody wanted to see that, but, you know, the parks have recovered, new trees have been planted, and some open space has come to fruition that maybe people said, well, maybe it's okay if that tree fell down. Maybe this is better. So we're always looking forward to the future and seeing what can be better and what will be done. Cruising has pretty much come to a halt on the oceans and on the rivers, but the other day I got a Viking cruise ship flyer, you know, inviting me to go all over Europe. But the last page also had trips that were scheduled to be announced for Hannibal, Missouri. So, you know, it's kind of interesting and kind of cool. And that doesn't mean that a ship couldn't dock in Quincy as well. Hannibal beat us to the gun in getting a cruise ship dock built, and their riverfront project is now pretty much complete. They keep having change orders, more money, you know how that goes. But it doesn't necessarily mean, even if we don't dock a Mississippi Queen or a Viking cruise ship here, that we still can't get a lot of bang for our buck, because after all, people can be transported from one place to another. I know when I was cruising on the Rhine River in Germany, they'd let us off the ship, and then the ship would go and dock through and do all that boring stuff that nobody wants to look at. And we would be off, you know, being entertained, and then we'd return back to the ship. So there's nothing that says they can't get off in Quincy and be bused to Hannibal, or get off in Hannibal and be bused to Quincy to rejoin the ship. So there's still a lot of dreaming about that, isn't there?
There is, and, you know, prior to COVID, we were seeing an increase, and cruise lines are telling us they had a lot of repeat customers, so they wanted, those customers wanted to see something new, so we're seeing that popularity rise. Now, obviously, that's changed since the pandemic, but things are going to come back eventually, and what we are kind of hearing is that people are going to want to be staying a little bit closer to home. So that means, I think, the cruises on the Mississippi River in the United States may be a little more popular right away than the European cruises. So, and obviously this is going to take us time to build the riverfront and any cruise ship docking that will happen. So maybe maybe the timing will work out for us. So that's the whole idea of this plan, is that we have an idea of what we want for the future, so that we can take advantage of everything that comes our way and all those changes.
I did understand, though, from the initial conversation that this dock was kind of put on the back burner from the Quincy Riverfront plan. Is that true?
It's just one of the many elements. So instead of it being the focal point, it is one of many elements that we're proposing to the public, and we want to hear what the community prioritizes themselves. Instead of telling them, we want to hear from them.
What about the kind of riverfront amphitheater kind of thing, a small performing space, kind of a bowl or a dome, or not a dome, but a bowl, or, you know, a kind of an amphitheater, natural built? Did that make it into this plan? Because, see, I haven't had a chance to look at it because it just went live right when here we were on the air. So,
no, I think you're going to have fun looking through it, and it's interactive. You can scroll through. But, yes, we have a couple of options for event plazas. You know, we're working with the Quincy Park District, and they're, you know, moving forward with plans, wonderful plans with Lincoln Park. So we're trying to make sure that everything that happens on the overall riverfront plan works in concert with that. So there's a couple of options where you'd like to see event plazas and public stages. We'll have you weigh in on that, as well as some really exciting big ideas like a bridge overlook, a gateway overlook, we're calling it, that would reuse part of the Memorial Bridge, a walkway down to the Mississippi River. One of the things we heard from folks is that they wanted to see some connection to Quincy River, Quincy Island. So that's another thing that we've offered as a concept, is a bridge, a pedestrian bridge to Quincy Island. So a lot of big ideas here, but we're anxious to hear what the public thinks, what they prioritize, and we'll take that information and put it together in a final version of this plan.
Okay. Maggie Strong, if you can, hang on. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back to continue our conversation, okay?
Okay.
Okay, great. Maggie's hanging in with me. Maggie Strong with Quincy Next. The Riverfront Master Plan has been the latest incarnation of it. Is on QuincyRiverfront.com right now. And they want you to participate in an online survey through January 27th. Usually, I have Maggie on the last Thursday of the month, but we can't wait till then. So we're going to do it today. We're back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. I've got both fingers crossed that Maggie Strong is joining me on the phone. Please say you're there, Maggie.
I'm here.
I've had more problems with the phones today. I think I've hung up on Maggie three times this morning already.
I'm not taking it personally.
Don't, yeah, because one day I'll learn. We're talking today about the Riverfront Story Map and latest public survey launch, which is today for the Riverfront Master Plan. The City of Quincy, Adams County, and the Quincy Park District really want to know what you think, because, of course, you're the taxpayers. You're going to have to fund this. You're going to have to say, this is what we will do and this is what we won't do. They're trying to increase recreation, tourism, retail, and residential involvement along the Quincy Riverfront. They want it to be a catalyst to transform the entire riverfront and downtown area into a very vibrant group. This is planned. This started 3 years ago. So they're really far along, and yet so much more to go. Now, Maggie, you've got some public hearings that are coming up. They're going to be conducted on Zoom again. But this is a way for folks to help you prioritize what is important and help our elected officials prioritize. Because, unfortunately, coming out of COVID, I do agree with you, we'll bounce back stronger than ever 5 years down the road. But this first year isn't going to be so pleasant because everybody's strapped for cash.
Yeah, and you know, like you said, we want to make sure we have given the public ample opportunity to weigh in. So we have two question and answer sessions coming up on Wednesday, January 20th. We're going to do one at 6 p.m. And on Thursday, January 21st, we'll have one at noon. So these will be a little different than our last Zoom presentations if you were a part of those, because there will be no formal presentation. We're really there just to listen and to answer questions that anyone has. Questions can be submitted in advance by emailing me at info@quincyriverfront.com, and we'll ask those, or you can ask them live during one of those sessions. We're going to broadcast those on Facebook as well, and those will be recorded. So we're trying to make sure there's as much opportunity as possible for people to get involved and to have their questions answered.
Community involvement is always a tough thing because oftentimes people don't start to complain until the building's already up. You know, it's like they're putting the final rafter in the roof and somebody says, oh, I don't like that there. Why did you do that? So this is our shared riverfront. This is our public open space. And they really do need to hear from you about, well, how's that going to work? Who's going to pay for that? What will that look like? Will there be a revenue stream from that? That is the other problem when you own, you know, when you don't really own the space, it's public space. You can't charge revenue for people to go down and look at the fountain at Clad Adams Park. And so, you know, it is difficult. The revenue you'll get from it are from bed taxes and sales taxes and increased property tax values. But it's not going to be directly, I went to Quincy's Riverfront and I paid this much.
Exactly. And, you know, our next step once we have some concepts is really looking at some preliminary cost estimates and phasing and governance. How will this work? It's, you know, this is land owned by multiple organizations and government entities. So that's our next step in this process. Once we look through these concepts and identify a final version of the plan, will be to review all those things. We've got a great steering committee that has led us, that's comprised of Quincy Park District officials, the city and the county, and just private citizens. So we're really leaning on them to help us with that. But it's good to note, like you said, that there are many community benefits to a revitalized riverfront. We know that in other places that have done these riverfront developments, there's positive impacts on housing development, property values, business growth and diversification, talent retention and attraction, which is huge right now, health outcomes, and like you said, tourism. All of those things we know can be impacted very positively by riverfront development. So we want to make sure people understand there is a return on investment for whatever we do with our riverfront.
There is a big return on investment, but first you have to make the investment. Let's talk about some practical applications. We're going to be getting a new mayor of Quincy here very soon. The alderman's seats, some of them may turn over. There's always a chance, although the county board's a little bit more stable, there's a chance county board leadership could change, you know, in this year or in 2 years. The park district, you know, is subject to having turnover and change. What is it like trying to make a long-term plan with sometimes short-term public officials?
Sure, and I think that's why it's important to have the public so engaged. With the Quincy Next Plan, we had over 180 steering committee members, part of four different committees, and we spent a year, as well as with this riverfront development, we're spending our time making sure...
Oops! It wasn't my fault that time! Maggie will call back. We'll take a break. I'm back, Maggie's back, and now I don't feel so bad because it's not me, apparently. The phone system is having a goblin in it today because I didn't do anything that time.
The Maggie, universe wants us to stay apart, Mary.
I guess. They don't even want us to be in the same room or on the same telephone line. Well, you just eloquently went through, you know, how important it is that all the leaders buy into this, and you've got 180 community leaders that are doing this. So it doesn't matter, you know, of course you want the new mayor, whoever that is, to, you know, want it to go forward. You want the county board to want it to go forward. You certainly want the park district to not reverse trend and say, oh, well, we decided that wasn't a good idea. But most importantly, those people are led by the general citizenship. Riverfront development is one of the highest ranking things on any survey of what needs to be done in Quincy. So we don't have to worry about it being popular. We just have to worry about how can we get it done in a reasonable amount of time. And what kind of time frame do you think we're talking about? You've got this beautiful plan that's up today for everyone to look at QuincyRiverfront.com. That's QuincyRiverfront.com. There's a survey that accompanies that. You're going to have Zoom meetings on Wednesday, January 20th at 6 and Thursday, January 21st at noon. What more needs to be done and what is the time frame going forward?
So, you know, like I said, we're in our concept phase. Our next phase will be looking at funding and really getting into the final plan of what that looks like. And we'll bring that back to the community once again to have their feedback. And we're hoping, you know, I mean, the idea is to have this adopted in the first part of this year. So we're looking at March, April to have a plan that we can take before the City Council, before the Adams County Board and the Park District, so that it's adopted and ready to be used. And just like the Quincy Next plan, we think it'll outlast any elections. The idea is that this is community supported, so it will be here for all of us to use for the next decade and beyond.
And I know that there's three legs on that stool, the City of Quincy, Adams County, and the Park District. Who is the most enthusiastic and who is the least enthusiastic?
Well, I mean, we have individuals who are all really supportive on our steering committee. You know, it's a matter of making sure that we know that we're working on behalf of our constituents, the people of Quincy and Adams County. So the idea is that we're all going to continue to work together and come up with the best way moving forward that we can make this happen.
One of the cells I would think that you would have to put on is why would someone in Lorain or Mendon or Golden or Liberty care that much about Quincy Riverfront development? So sell me on why people who don't live in Quincy should care about money being spent to develop Quincy's riverfront.
This is really a regional draw. We know that what happens on this riverfront will support and be of value to the entire tri-state region, I believe. So those folks are part of Adams County. Quincy is part of Adams County. Sometimes we forget that. So anything that we can do to support the economy through this riverfront development is going to have a positive impact on all of our citizens.
Yeah, I think that you hit the nail on the head there. We forget sometimes that Quincy is part of Adams County. It's quite interesting, and we do love helping out our rural neighbors. But, you know, we have our own police force, and then there's a sheriff's office. Well, that sheriff's office primarily serves outside the city of Quincy. So in a sense, I pay for police protection twice. I pay for my Quincy city taxes to have a Quincy police department, and I pay my Adams County taxes to have an Adams County sheriff's department. So sometimes, you know, I hope that people in the rural area will realize that we are all in this together. It can't be a Chicago and downstate thing. If we start to fight amongst ourselves in Adams County, that is not going to do well. And if more and more tourists come to the Quincy Riverfront, they're going to want to see the Golden Windmill. They're mm-hmm. going to want to see an attraction in Liberty. They're going to want to go to a winery. They may want to go to a farm. You know, some of these people, I mean, when I was on that European cruise, we went to, you know, places that, you know, I was interested in seeing. I've never been to a you know, places like that. So just because it's old hat to us doesn't mean that people from city slickers and others from foreign countries wouldn't want to see a lot of what we take for granted around here. So it does have to be all for one and one for all.
That's right. Unity. That's the big phrase here, I think, of the year. So hopefully we can model that in Quincy and start here.
when it comes to economic development, Maggie, because I know that that is kind of what you specialize in, the vaccine rollout, but it's still, you know, probably 5 to 6 months away before the, quote, average person gets a vaccine. What has this 18-month pause, because that's what it'll be by the time it's over, what has this 18-month pause meant for the next 5 years in our local economy?
Well, I think that remains to be seen. We're, you know, obviously we're in it with a lot, with everybody else in the world. So we're all going to be navigating what the next steps are. But I do believe that communities and regions that have plans that they can update and reflect the changes that have happened to our worldwide economy, those folks that have those plans are going to be stronger coming out of that, out of this, because we know what will work and what won't work, and we're able to, you know, pivot. We hear that word a lot right now, but we're going to be able to pivot more quickly because we have the data and we can really follow what we, as a community, have decided to do. So I think having the Quincy Next Plan, having this Riverfront Development Plan, the Quincy Regional Transportation Plan, all of those things are going to set us up for coming back stronger. It's, you know, it's not going to be easy. It never was, but we're going to be ready for it.
And to the victor go the spoils. You know, those who can get it done more quickly might have, you know, a leg up, because there can only be so many things that attract tourists. You know, not every Mississippi River waterfront can be a tourist attraction, or there won't be anything. Hats off to Hannibal, because, see, now they built it, and now they can't come. So, you know, now they're going to have a kind of a year lag behind in the payoff for their dock. But we'll see it happen, and hopefully they'll share some of that largesse with us folks here up the river from them. Maggie, thank you so much for short notice. We do want to, again, tell everybody, go today to QuincyRiverfront.com. You're going to see custom maps, illustrations, and text about what the artist rendering and the architectural and all the people who are dreaming about Quincy Riverfront, what it's going to look like. And please make your thoughts known, QuincyRiverfront.com. Maggie Strong, thank you so much.
Thank you.